Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Matchley. This is your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. I'm going there again, second week in a row. I've got a great story. For those of you who didn't catch last weekend's show, KJJR.com, click on that or find it on Facebook at The Flathead Home Show on Facebook. And you got to go back and hear the story about this awesome family, the Costa family, who came in, bought the building, formerly known as, there's a couple names there. I'm going to start with North Bay Grill, and then it was 406 Bar and Grill, and then it became the Tap House, right?
First Avenue Tap House.
And a lot of changes. And this is a story of a family that said, we're going to do this thing together and we're going to do it well. And they're doing that. However, this weekend, as we alluded to last weekend, we're talking about the interim bar, of course, friends. This weekend, we're going to go a little further with that. And we're going to talk about what's next for the interim. The interim hasn't been around that long and you're already changing things. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nika Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, protecting what matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So gentlemen, I'm going to take you back in time for a minute here. And my wife and I met in 2016. And at that time, when I met her and I got awestruck, time stopped. I had to, at all costs, win her heart. I'm not kidding. We dated five nights in a row. I was like, hey, what are you doing Monday? What are you doing Tuesday? What are you doing? And I kind of felt like I'm either going to annoy her or she's going to fall in love with me. And thankfully the latter happened. And a large part of that was due to the fact that, I have an affinity for our restaurant community and I know quite a few of them. And it was nice to be able to chauffeur that experience to this new lady in town. Well, one of those experiences, our second, maybe third date was in the building that is now known as the Interim Bar. In fact, I remember the table number was 106. I saw the nameplate had changed. The painting has changed color. There's some construction going on. It wasn't quite open. It kind of was open. There was some activity. And I thought, man, and it was our anniversary. Yep. Right? So I made a phone call, left you a voicemail, John, and said, hey, I don't know if this is possible. I don't even know what's going on yet. However, it's my anniversary next week. And I'd love to make a reservation if that's even possible.
Yeah.
You guys called me back and you're like, that'd be awesome. Let's do this.
Yeah.
John, there's a little bit more to that story, though. What happened?
Yeah, well, it's funny, Justin. When you called, we pick up and a lot of construction going on and pick up the phone and you shared your story about how you and your wife met there and you want to come there for an anniversary. I'm like, whoa, okay. Basically our first, reservation. And I'm like, okay. And I call my wife. I'm like, hey, we got a reservation. They want to come in. It's an anniversary. They met here. It's like, oh, and she goes, awesome. I'll stop by the store because we didn't really have any tablecloth. So she got a tablecloth. And some nice decorations for the thing, and it says reservation. We didn't have a reservation sign for a table,
piece of paper,
and you wanted a specific table. And so we all got excited when when you're coming in. It's just one of those startup, events where, you get super excited about it, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We had a blast. I mean, again, the hospitality was on point, and that, all of that, of course, was very special. And of course, that's a very special night for anybody, especially this guy who's not been very successful in marriages before. So, so I appreciate that support. Now, it was awesome because then I got to know a little bit of the story, and I have a passion for that because a restaurant really is an extension of the culture of the community. You're feeding us. It's one of the most intimate things you can do with your community. Mm-hmm. And you're doing this with your family. Joey, I'm gonna use your word. This isn't corporatized. Mm-hmm. This is personalized.
Absolutely.
And you're dealing with true artisan craft. You're dealing with people of our community feeding you every time you walk in through those doors. Joey, you shared with us last week, the interim was named the interim because it is the interim. And I was like, wow, that's a genius statement right there, which also means it's not going to stay.
It is not going to stay the interim.
Oh, boy. So hold on. Does that mean that now that I'm really loving this place that I got to shift gears, or are you bringing more to it?
So the whole idea with the interim started as we knew what we wanted to build, went through this branding exercise of really getting to this idea, which was kind of this final product, which is going to be this, what we're going to call Alchemy Lounge. I'll get to the kind of wording and the story behind that. But the whole idea with the interim was, are we going to shut down and completely redo it and then have this grand reopening that is Alchemy, or is there something we can do in between?
Okay.
To keep running, you know, this is our first restaurant, so let's learn while we, you know, are just open and start small and keep building on that. So the interim has been kind of our sandbox to get to this final product, which is this sandcastle that is Alchemy Lounge.
Nice.
As far as Alchemy Lounge, because I know it's not, you know, people can't, or it's not easily understood what Alchemy is. Okay. So I'll give you a little background on kind of how we came up with that name and, and the story behind that. So The Alchemist is our family's favorite book.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has a lot of couple different meanings. If you go back in the scientific kind of meaning, it's about kind of these mixologists taking different types of metals, and they're always trying to make gold. And the kind of story behind that is it never really happens, but it's just the pursuit of always trying to take something and make it gold.
Got it.
As well as kind of the deeper meaning in the book, The Alchemist, it's about somebody going out and trying to find kind of the true meaning of life. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, it kind of comes back to looking inward.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, that's where you're going to find the real meaning of life and, you know, all your passions and following that. So with that kind of idea, when it comes to building drinks and making food, it kind of relates to taking all the different ingredients and mixing them together to kind of make this gold. As well as just our family really trying to do what we want to do. And like you were getting to, feeding people, being part of the community, having that intimate connection with them is all really important to us. And then so we thought, you know, why not Alchemy Lounge? And the lounge is going to be more of a relaxed environment, lower music. We really want people to come in and have a conversation. And it's not about us. It's about people coming in together with their group, having really good food, really good drinks and cocktails. And then it's that connection that you get when you come into the restaurant.
You're creating a conduit of connecting people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And this, and it's celebrated through the journey, the Alchemist journey of growth and development as you pursue your gold. It's pretty sweet.
Definitely.
Gentlemen, we got to take a really quick break. However, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the Alchemy Lounge. Is that fine?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, the interim bar, Joey and John Costa. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show, focusing on inspiration this weekend. My name is Justin Mecha. And for those of you just jumping into this segment, you need to go back in time. KJJR.com. Check out the last week's episode where we were talking with John and Joey Costa of The Interim Bar. Still in the studio hanging out with me this weekend, John and Joey Costa of The Interim Bar, now becoming Alchemy Lounge. I love that. You shared the story behind The Alchemist. I'm familiar with that book and how that book, what it means to you and your family.
Right.
And you're really building that right here at 139 First Ave West, Kalispell.
Yeah.
When I came in with my wife to have dinner that night, I noticed that there was plastic draped over the restaurant area. It was really just the bar, hence the interim bar.
Sure.
Yet you're building multiple experiences.
Yeah. And that was the whole thing, as Joey alluded to earlier. Our goal is to create something that's ordinary and make it extraordinary.
Yeah.
And that goes basically with the experience. And that's what we want to create there, is something that's an experiential eating with the food, with the cocktails, and the environment. And we have three areas now where we have the bar area. We have actually a whiskey lounge.
Okay.
It's a beautiful place where you can just come and hang out. Got some fantastic bourbons and whiskeys and scotches, tequila as well. And then a dining room area as well that's just really nice, comfortable for big parties as well. So it's a really nice, my wife, I got to say, Stephanie did a wonderful job with the design and execution of that. And
this is all hands on deck with your family.
All hands on deck,
all you guys are all in.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this a dinner experience, a lunch experience? Or what are your hours of operation?
Yeah, we are open for lunch Tuesday through Friday.
Oh, cool.
Right now. Okay. And we're hoping, well, we will be opening from Monday through Friday because in the Kalispell area business district, they, it's, you know, it's a really great, there's wonderful restaurants around there. And we just want to complement it with our food as well.
Absolutely.
And then dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday. But we're open from 11 through 9 o'clock.
Okay, cool.
And 10 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays.
So is there a website where people can learn a little bit more about that, or is that all interim as well?
Yeah, currently it's the interim lounge, interim bar, interim lounge. And then also, but you can also look it under alchemyloungemt.com.
Alchemyloungemt.com.
Yep.
Okay, because that's what it's becoming.
That's correct. In April, we'll doing our grand opening for
that. Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's happening
right
real
corner,
soon.
Right around the corner, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I'm going to have to come in and toast you.
Yeah.
Is that all right? Can I get table 106 again?
106 is yours.
That's 106 my spot. Is now table 2, I think it is.
That's
we
right.
simplified it.
Yeah. You know? Made it easier.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, cool. So listen, friends, if you're catching in right now or tuning in right now to catch up, you've got this great family that came together with their various backgrounds, although similar, business development. And as John so simply and beautifully described, all business is people and numbers and making people and numbers work well.
And clients.
And you're doing that with your restaurant experience, all hands on deck. I love the story that Stephanie ran out to the store so that she could decorate table now 2, which was a table 4-2, which is actually a lot of work for our family because at the time our son was, you know, not even 1. Mm. And so that's a lot of work to get an hour out, you know. So, however, while the interim bar is interim by name and by intention, and it speaks to the constant pursuit of gold, which involves developing and changing and evolving. Becoming the Alchemy Lounge, what is going to remain the same, from what I hear, is your commitment to the community.
Absolutely.
As you said, Joey, building those opportunities to have great conversations, to sit down, break bread, cheers each other, and beautify this community.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can tell you, testament to that building, that piece of real estate that you guys own, that's where my family started.
Mm.
And I'm very excited about that. And I'm excited that, in a way, the torch has kind of been passed to this family.
Yeah.
And you're making it even brighter.
Absolutely, yeah.
AlchemyLoungeMT.com. This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Thank you, friends, for joining us. And thank you for doing what you're doing. And I'm excited to toast you as it becomes Alchemy Lounge.
All right. Thanks for having us on, Justin.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Hey, Flathead, be well, be safe out there. Cheers to you. And, of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.